Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. FBI's public enemy number one captured after shooting at Kansas Highway Patrol trooper. We've got the story.
Republicans delay vote on health care changes. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A Wichita murder defendant is asking for a new attorney. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We are getting into that time of the year where the rumble of thunder usually wakes us up in the morning. Our forecast for the rest of the day is on the way.
An Amber Alert has been canceled. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation issued an Amber Alert for two children missing out of Ellis County and their father. That was earlier this morning. The suspect and the two children have been located. They are safe. The Amber Alert has now been canceled. A notorious alleged bank robber wanted in multiple states is now in custody after he was caught shooting at a Kansas State trooper during a traffic stop last week.
Police and the FBI say it was a phone call to his mom that tipped them off. 39-year-old Richard Gathercole told his mom on a recorded phone line to get guns out of his house after he was arrested for shooting at a state trooper. At his house, they found weapons and homemade bombs linking Gathercole to being the so-called AK-47 bandit wanted for bank robberies in California, Iowa, Washington, Idaho, and Nebraska. FBI Special Agent in Charge Stephen Woolery.
The AK-47 bandit was public enemy number one.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Republican leaders in the Senate postponing the vote on the GOP health care overhaul after failing to get majority support for the bill within the party. A vote will take place after the July 4th recess. Among the Republicans who said they would vote no, Maine Senator Susan Collins. She says the Trump administration's rush to repeal Obamacare hindered bipartisan support.
It would have been better had the president started with infrastructure, which has bipartisan support, rather than tackling a politically divisive and technically complex issue like health care.
Kansas's two Republican senators are split over that GOP plan for overhauling health care. Senator Jerry Moran says he was pleased by a delay of the Senate's debate on the bill. He says it missed the mark for Kansans and does not have his support. However, Senator Pat Roberts says Kansas fared well under the measure.
After weeks of record heat, the western U.S. is now dealing with wildfires from Oregon to Texas. Hundreds of people have been forced out of their homes southeast of Prescott, Arizona, where an 18,000-acre wildfire burns out of control.
The heat wave that baked the southwest and wind is fueling the fire that has forced the evacuation of Mare, Arizona, and has many more people on standby to leave their homes. Todd Abel is with the team fighting the fire. He says it's unknown if any homes have been lost because it's just too dangerous to send crews into the community of Mare.
This fuel bed hasn't burned for somewhere between 40 and 50 years.
This fire brings back painful memories for people living here 4 years ago this Friday. 19 hotshot firefighters were killed in the Yarnell Hill fire. Jim Cross, ABC News, near Prescott, Arizona.
A woman accused in the beheading of the mother of her former boyfriend says she wants a new attorney.
Rachel Hilliard is charged with first-degree murder and the death of Mickey Davis this past April. Cake News reports that in a handwritten letter to the judge, Hilliard cites what she calls an extreme religious conflict. Hilliard claims she asked her attorney his religion, and he refused to answer. She says she believes he may be of the same religion as Davis and fears there may be a conflict if he continues to represent her. The request from Hilliard will be heard at a motion hearing on Friday morning in Sedgwick County District Court. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita is putting together its proposed budget for the coming year. City Manager Robert Layton has a few proposed expenditures under the category Provide Conditions for Living Well. And that includes the Aquatics Master Plan.
Can make a difference in terms of quality of life in the community. The change in our aquatics approach and the new projects that will be built for $18 million over the life of the CIP. Continued bike path improvements.
The city is proposing spending more than $7 million for bicycle path improvements.
Suspects captured after an armed robbery in South Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened early Tuesday at the Quick Shop at Hydraulic and MacArthur. One suspect entered the store pointing a handgun at an employee.
Two other unknown suspects then entered the store and demanded money. Money was taken by the suspects, who then fled the business on foot. Upon the call being dispatched, multiple officers quickly responded, and the suspects were located in a stolen vehicle in the 1500 block of East Mills.
All three suspects were booked into jail for aggravated robbery charges.
A break-in at an O'Reilly Auto Parts store in northeast Wichita. This is at 37th and Woodlawn. Suspects entered the store using a pry bar to get into the front door. Then they tried to get into the safe, but they were not successful. The suspects caused $2,000 in damages.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Three-run leads in baseball usually work out pretty well. Could the Wingnuts and the Royals hold on to three-run leads yesterday? We'll have details coming up in sports.
A global cyber attack, that story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. A global ransomware attack is affecting U.S. companies.
The Petya ransomware attack spreading across the globe and infecting computers from the Ukraine to the U.S. U.S. pharmaceutical company Merck says its systems were compromised by the software that encrypts files and then demands payment to unlock them. The software told victims to pay $300 in bitcoins and then send an email to an address to get a key to unlock their files. That email address, though, was shut down even before news of the malware attack started to spread, so there was no way to decrypt files even if someone paid, assuming it would have worked in the first place. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Police in Houston are sending a warning about a new opioid danger, carfentanil, a street drug manufactured as an elephant anesthetic, 10,000 times stronger than morphine. The drug is forcing police to change how they handle evidence. Last month, officers wore hazmat suits during a raid where they expected to find carfentanil. Dr. Peter Stout of Houston Forensic Science Center says police are not taking any risks.
Lethal dose is something so small, likely you're not going to see it. And what happens is you stop breathing. So as quickly as you suffocate, that's as quickly as you die.
Felony charges for three Chicago cops who allegedly helped cover up the actions of the white police officer who fatally shot a black teenager in 2014. ABC's Alex Perez has details from Chicago.
The disturbing dashcam video sparked national outrage. Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke shooting 17-year-old Laquan McDonald 16 times as he walked away while holding a knife. Van Dyke is awaiting trial on murder charges, and a special prosecutor investigating the case charging his police partner, former officer Joseph Walsh, officer Thomas Gaffney, and former detective David March with conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and official misconduct.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we've got some heavy traffic in the road construction on West Kellogg right now at I-235. Things slowing down there. Just want to remind everybody that we've got the pavement buckling, and so it's down to one lane on Ridge Road near 2nd Street, north and southbound, just one lane there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Following the complex of showers and thunderstorms moving through this morning, we'll have a clearing sky. It's going to be windy and really heat up for us today. Our high 93. We'll have gusty south winds as high as 35 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy again with a low 72, and then sunny, windy, and hot on Thursday. Tomorrow's high 95. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now cloudy, 72 degrees. We have a south wind at 12 miles per hour. 8:12, Steve and Ted on KNSS, and last night, fireworks going off. Didn't keep me awake, but my wife was pretty much kept awake, clear up until almost midnight as people were blowing off fireworks. But a little inconvenience. Some people have even more of a reaction to fireworks. There are concerns about PTSD sufferers. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan with us now live from Dallas to talk about that. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Steve. You're right. It's mainly an annoyance, mainly a nuisance for most of us. Keeps us up a little later than we'd like to stay up, but nothing more than thunder might be. But for folks who are suffering PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, the 10 to estimated 20% who come back from combat suffering from PTSD, it can be much more than that. It can be a trigger for really harsh and violent and vivid memories. Just as they're getting through that process of treatment or counseling, here come fireworks shows, which sort of reignite some of those bad memories. There's an organization, militarywithptsd.org, which has been distributing signs, yard signs, which say, combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks. It's an appeal to the neighbors of people who live near combat veterans to remind them that, yes, the firecrackers and bottle rockets and those fireworks that we sometimes set off at home can trigger PTSD and can stop their progress in its tracks. So, yeah, it's something that people across the country have been dealing with. The scary thing, Steve, somebody brought this up earlier, is that PTSD only recently, within the last 20 years or so, has been something that was really addressed coming back from Vietnam. The veterans were probably the first ones who had any sort of support. Before that, World War II, Korean War, World War I, you were just told to buck up and deal with it.
Well, and I know someone who's been very close to combat and does not really suffer, I don't think, from PTSD, but I found out yesterday that this person, when the fireworks go off, he pretty much heads for the basement with the dog because he reacts to that. He said he's getting better at it, but when he first got back, 4th of July was a real concern for him. And this is not a person who has some big problems. It's just, you know, it's like you said, the reaction can be pretty negative.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just military veterans. It can be anybody who's had a stressful situation or some sort of trauma in life. There are different triggers out there, and it may be fireworks. It could be something else altogether. It could be a smell or a sound or an experience or being someplace that brings that back on. So I think it's something that the broader population also should think about.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it, sir. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan in Dallas. And as I said, the fireworks going off last night. Shelly told me this morning before I left, they went off clear till 11:30 last night. So, you know, I'm in there and I'm, when I sleep, I don't listen for fireworks, but it didn't keep me up.
My neighborhood, it's been for the last three nights.
It's been already going, huh?
And, of course, it wouldn't have been legal the first two because they weren't on sale in Wichita yet.
No. So, that doesn't stop people.
No, it does not.
Loud. If you got the fireworks, you know, if you got them, blow them off, right?
That's right.
A South Carolina couple is looking for some bigger baby clothes after their son was born at a whopping 14.4 pounds. Colin Austin Kiesler was born by cesarean section at a hospital in Lexington, South Carolina. The baby is healthy, but his mother says they had to send her mother home for some bigger clothes because Colin couldn't fit into any of his newborn outfits.
Raw. It's a big baby.
Colin is off to a good start if he's destined to attain some of his father's goals for him. Arthur Kiesler wants Colin to be a defensive lineman at Clemson University and play for the Green Bay Packers.
That's very specific.
Maybe you can get him up and start pushing those weights around.
Yikes.
Pretty soon, start to get buff, you know. Take that weight and
he's already buff.
Big and maybe turn him into somebody with some really muscles going on there. 14.4 pounds.
Ooh.
And then both of my kids were less than half of that.
Call the Gerber born. Folks.
Yeah, they were just teeny little
hungry
babies. Whoa. Yeah. Big baby. For the second time in 2 years, attorney F. Lee Bailey has filed for bankruptcy. His lawyer says he's got a lawyer. He's a lawyer with a lawyer.
I'm not sure I knew he was still with us.
Yeah, his lawyer says the new case has its goal resolving IRS liens on Bailey's home, his personal property, pensions, and book royalties. Apparently, Mr. Bailey has very little discipline when it comes to spending money. Those were issues left unresolved with his first bankruptcy filing. Bailey is best known recently as being a member of the dream team of attorneys assembled to help former football star O.J. Simpson and beat a double murder rap that was back in 1995.
Yeah, recently. That was 22 years ago.
That's right. But that's his most recent thing that he's done, I guess, of any consequence.
This guy's going broke.
Yeah, he's been in the public limelight for years and years and years. I I can't even remember why I know him or why I knew him when the Simpson trial started, except that he had done some high-profile cases, I guess, out around L.A., and I think he had actually been involved in a case here at McConnell Air Force Base as well. But F. Lee Bailey, filing for bankruptcy for the second time.
Was he involved at all with the Helter Skelter case?
That would be Buliosi. Buliosi. Okay. Buliosi. Whatever. It's not F. Lee.
What was F. Lee famous for?
I'm going to have to Google it and find out. He's more than just O.J. Hey, VIP Wichita, it's in the Dillon stores now.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up a free copy at the Dillon stores. You will find in there photos of all your friends and neighbors who are doing wonderful things and going to different places and getting their photos taken. Also, a full-page ad featuring the likeness of Steve and Ted, which is, of course, suitable for framing. 818 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's coming up on Sports Time now with Ted Woodward. Talking about the Royals back in action last night, Ted.
Yeah, after a day off, Kansas City hitting the road in Detroit for a three-game series against the division rival, the Tigers. It started out really good for the Royals last night. Double, single, 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 single. The first five guys all got base hits, and before you knew it, Kansas City had a 3-0 lead, just five batters into the game. And then the Royals did not score the rest of the game.
Uh-oh.
Did it all in the first five batters. So the Detroit pitching staff kind of knuckled down there, and the Tigers ended up piling up some runs in the early going. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Moylan's pitch. Swung on, hit back up the middle. Base hit. That'll score a run. And Castellanos touches home plate to make it a 5-3 Tiger lead.
That was the score in the fourth inning. And that was the final score. Nobody got a run in the final five innings of the game. The Tigers won it 5-3. Back-to-back losses for the Royals, but they are still just two games behind for a wild card spot. Boy, the Royals continue to struggle against teams right in their own division. They are 10 games under 500 against the American League Central. That's by far the worst division record in Major League Baseball. The Royals still struggling against their division opponents. They are in Detroit again tonight. Live coverage of the Royals and the Tigers at 6 o'clock this evening. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro baseball for the first place Wichita Wingnuts. Wichita had a 3-0 lead in the seventh inning and could not finish it up. The Texas Air Hogs hit a 3-run home run to tie it in the seventh. Got a run across in the top of the ninth. Air Hogs come back to beat the Wingnuts 4-3, snapping Wichita's three-game winning streak. The Wingnuts, though, are still in great shape. They're a 7.5-game lead atop the division. They have the top record in the league. Wingnuts hosting the Air Hogs again tonight, 7:05 downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Casey Gillespie. He is in AAA with the Tampa Bay Rays, playing for the Durham Bulls. Gillespie at first base last night, was on base three times, scored a couple of runs. He's been on a tear the last week and a half. Casey Gillespie with a .303 on-base percentage this season. He's playing in AAA, the former Shocker with the Tampa Bay Rays. And a little outdoor soccer action last night for FC Wichita on the road in a high-scoring win, 5-4. FC Wichita wins at Sporting KC, taking on the under-23 team up there. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Fascinating. F. Lee Bailey talking about the noted attorney and some of the cases that he worked on. Sam Shepard in 1954, found guilty of the murder of his wife. This is the case that The Fugitive was based on. He represented Albert DeSalvo, the Boston.
How old is F. Lee Bailey? He was working on cases in the mid-50s?
Yeah, he was born in, let me get to back up to the top of the page. He's born in 1933. He's 84.
So he was like fresh out of law school then, or fresh out of college. When
Boston
he was...
Strangler case.
Okay.
Very well known. Ernest Medina. This is the My Lai Massacre in Vietnam. And then how about Patty Hearst? I mean, he's had so many high-profile cases that he, like I said, by the time he came along for O.J. Simpson, I knew who he was. He'd been in the news so many times. How about that? So he's filed for bankruptcy for a second time. All right, Ted. A little quick research there, right? 8:22 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, counting stories on network newscasts. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.